Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki Iskan Phongda Chara Srila Prabhupada ki jai Namachara Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai Premsi Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Raita Gadada Sri Vasudi Gaura Bhaktivinda. All glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to the assembly devotees, all glories to the assembly devotees. Glory to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 10, Text 14, 15, and 16. I'll do 14, 15, or we can do 14 and 15 together and then 16 responsibly. Adidaivam Atayatman. Adibhutam iti prabho. Ataikam purusham viryam. Sridha vidyata tat shrino. Just hear from me how the potency of his lordship divides one into three, called the controlling entities, the controlled entities, and the material bodies, in the manner mentioned above. Text 15. Anta sharira akashat.
Anta sharira akashat.
Purushasya visheshtata. Oja saho balam jagne.
Oja saho balam jagne.
Tata prano maha asau. From the sky situated within the transcendental body of the manifesting Mahavishnu, sense energy, mental force, and bodily strength are all generated, as well as the sum total of the fountain head of the total living force. 16. Anu pranantiyam prana. Pranantam sarva jantushu. Apanantam apananti. Naradevam evanuga. Anupranantiyam prana. Pranantam sarvo jantushu. Apanantam apananti. Naradevam evanuga. Anupranantiyam prana. Pranantam sarvajantushu. Pranantam apananti. Naradevamivanuga. Anupranantiyam prana. Anantam sarvajantishu. Anantam apananti. Naradevam evanuga. Anupananti. Follow the living symptoms. Yam. Bhum. Prana. Senses. Pranantam, endeavoring. Sarvajantushu, and all living entities. Apanantam, stop endeavoring. Apananti, all others stop. Naradevam, a king. Eva, like. Anugaha, the followers. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. As the followers of a king follow their Lord, similarly, when the total energy is in motion, all other living entities move. Or when the total energy stops endeavoring, all other living entities stop sensual activities. Purport. The individual living entities are completely dependent on the total energy of the Supreme Purusha. No one has independent existence, just as no electrical lamp has independent effulgence. Each and every electrical instrument depends fully on the total powerhouse. The total powerhouse depends on the reservoir of water for generating electricity. Water depends on the clouds depend on the sun depends on creation, and the creation depends on the movement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the cause of all causes. Om Gyani Terman Syagin Anjana Shalaka, section 10, Yenatasana Shri Yodhi Nama. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pachitaya Bhutale Shumati Bhaktivinoda Swami Namo Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachayami Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchata Dishatayami Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Daitaya Gadada Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Sometimes I get a little emotional when I see Keshava, you know, especially knowing his situation before and now. It comes to mind that we will all have to take up our cross and follow the Lord someday, sometime. Anyhow, please bless me that I have strength to say something meaningful. This chapter started off by introducing us to the topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And it is these topics that actually makes the Srimad Bhagavatam considered a Mahapurana, because the other Puranas, the minor Puranas, discuss some of these topics, not all, and neither in detail. So it's stated here that it discusses creation, sub-creation, annihilation, the reign of the Manus, the incarnations, the Supreme Lord, the mercy of the Supreme Lord, devotional service, sanam banam. Of course, also it discusses the solar dynasty and the Soma dynasty in details. That is all the kings coming from within the solar dynasty, all the kings coming from the sun god Dung to the incarnation of Lord Ramachandra, and the Soma dynasty, all the kings coming from Soma to Lord Krishna. He came in the Soma dynasty from the moon god. And Lord Ramachandra came from Surya, or through the Surya Vamsa, sometimes. And then Bhagavatam continues to explain creation, the process of creation. The process of creation starts subtly and then gradually moves until there's gross manifestation. And this is nicely explained within the biography. The scientists also strongly believe that creation took place through that process, through a subtle process. That is why they actually theorized the Big Bang Theory. You know, but the concept is from nothingness, but actually it's from subtle matter to gross matter, the manifestation. So they have some clues, but they don't, they're not fully informed. And also because they know for sure. That is why they have what you call the Hadron Collider, because they've been experimenting, trying to experiment with subtle matter to see if they could crash protons and get some kind of manifestation. In other words, to imitate the Big Bang concept. See? But some things are coming and some are not coming. But by doing that, they're actually things. So this concept is there. So it's stated that creation started by the Lord glancing in material nature. And when the Lord glanced on material nature, the three modes arise. And then from that, the Mahatattva is formed. And then from the Mahatattva, there is the modes, Mahatattva, the three gunas. Those are the three modes. False ego arose. And then it's stated from this concept, an egg is formed, a universal egg, and then the Lord goes and resides there. Half this egg is filled with water. See? So that's called Nara. And he resides here, Ayana. So his residence is within underwater. So it's stated he is called Narayana. See? Because from the water and from his residence is in the water, so he is Narayana. And so then from his navel sprouted the lotus, and Lord Brahma is born. Lord Brahma, when he's born, he was bewildered. He didn't know what's going on. Then he performed tapasya for 1,000 celestial years, 360,000 human years. And then he got the understanding and the powers to create. Stated he created Bhur, Bhuva, Swa, the three lokas. See, that form the material universe. And then the living entities started with Swayambhuva, Manu, and Shatarupa. And then his children, their children, Devahuti, Prasuti, Akuti, Priyavrata, Uttanapad, all of them. See? And so this is how the process. And of course, earlier than that, he also had created his mind-born sons, the 10 mind-born sons of Narada, Atri, so many of them. I can't really remember offhand, but these, and all of these will start the process of creation in the material world. In other words, they will generate all the living entities, the living beings. Later on, from the daughters of Kashyapa, it stated that all creatures came into being. So this is creation in a gist. And then the process of annihilation takes place like from the gross to the subtle, or merges into water, water into fire, fire into air, air into ether or ether, ether into the modes into Mahatattva, Mahatattva into time, time into Mahavishnu, Mahavishnu into Krishna. So that's how the process reverses. You see? So as preachers, we should know the process. I mean, creation has been explained in this second canto somewhat elaborately, but yet there are bewildering questions. There are still questions to be asked. Well, how Lord Brahma actually created the planets? That's not totally been explained, or how it is. And not only that, but how the planets get into motion. The planets are moving at tremendous speed. All the planets are moving so speed that is mind-boggling. You know, and yet to us everything is just calm and serene and going easily. We don't even have a clue that this earth is moving over 1,000 miles per hour. Forget the exact date, I didn't check that. You see, but all the planets are moving like this around the sun. Not only that too, the earth is revolving and rotating to get day and night. See, it's rotating. And then to get the seasons, it's revolving. All of these. So the whole planetary system is like a cosmic dance. See? And Lord Brahma did all of this. You see, but it's not explained how he did it. I mean, details. You know, like, especially the scientists, they have so many questions to ask, really, but this is what they're trying to figure out. And that's why they started the theory of Big Bang, where there was an explosion and everything, you know, start to move apart, coalesce, and, you know, the planets start to attract. In other words, they're trying to formulate some kind of explanation, really. But it's not that. So this is the missing part within the Bhagavatam, but of course we know that Lord Brahma did all of this. He created all these planets and everything into motion. And so he gives the living entity, in this verse it's stated here, as the followers of a king follow their lord, similarly when the total energy is in motion, all other living entities move, and when the total energy stops endeavoring, all other living entities stop sensual activities. That's interesting. So what happens there? When at the end of Brahma day, all everything is annihilated. All the living entities are annihilated. The earth itself is also annihilated. And then all living entity merges into Mahavishnu. The day of Brahma is 4,320,000,000 years. See? So we have 4,320,000,000 years to finish our act in this material world. And then if we don't do it, then we merge into Mahavishnu. So how it's stated, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Arvito Arjuna, Mamu Petya Tu Kuntiya Punar Janmana Vidyati. From the not exactly that. Sahasra Yoga Parayantam Aharya Brahmano Vidu, Ratram Yoga Sahasrantam Teho Ratra Vidojana. By human calculation, 1,000 age taken together form the duration of Brahma's one day, and such also is the duration of his night. See? But this is the one. Bhuta Gramasa Evayam Bhutva Bhutva Palayate Ratri Agame Fisha Parta Prabhavati Ahar Agame. Again and again, when Brahma Day arrives, all living entities come into being. And with the arrival of Brahma's night, they are helplessly annihilated. So the living entities get 4,420,000 years to experience all his material desires. He gets 8 million forms to experience his desire. Whatever. You want to fly, take the body of a bird. You want to fly high, take the body of an eagle. You want to fly low, take the body of a sparrow or something. You want to jump, take the body of a monkey. You want to kill, take the body of a lion. Take the body of a tiger. So the living entities has endless choices. And so he enters body after body. And then finally he gets the human form. When he gets this human form, then he is supposed to give up all the sensual thoughts, all the sensual quests, and take the devotion or devotional service and return back home, back to God. It's easily said, but it's not so easy. Actually, I must compliment you all here, for even amidst the storm, despite the stormy weather, you all came to the temple and serving the Lord. This is so commendable, so very good, so nice. You see, that despite all the storm and the rain and everything, you still come and serve the Lord. This is a great achievement, great realization. See, Krishna is happy for this. Yeah. And so but things get complex when the human misuses his independence to continue pursue sensual pleasures. That's where he gets complicated. Then he gets implicated in karma. Then for that he has to see the hellish planets. Then for his good karma he has to see the heavenly planets. Then down to earth he comes back again, according to his consciousness. He may go back into the lower species. He may come back to the human form. You see? And so this is how. So what the verse says here, Bhuta Bhuta Pralayati. Again and again he is born, he comes back into Brahma's creation. And then at the night comes, Brahma's night comes, he's helplessly annihilated, and then he stays in Mahavishnu for another 8,420,000 years. Dormant. Living entity has to stay there dormantly. Then he comes back again. And so this our journey in this material world never ends. Never ends. You see? But of course, we that take seriously the devotional service, we end it. But yet within this material world, look at how many living entities there. I mean, there it says 8,400,000 species, but innumerable. Each species has so many living entities. Each species of bird, each species of fish, animal, whatever. See, so many. And so they're all there. They come, get into action for Brahma Day, and then merge back into Mahavishnu. Come back again, go back like this. Come and go, come and go. So Lord Krishna is saying, he explained, Parastasma tu bhavonyu, and yet there is another unmanifest nature, which is eternal and transcendental. When all in this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is. So that's the part. When this material world is destroyed, the spiritual world remains. And then he states, Tat dam. Tada Dhamma Paramamama. That Dhamma is my supreme abode. So, by taking the devotional service unflinchingly, following the orders of the spiritual master, following the process, we can easily return back to Godhead in this lifetime. It's not impossible. It's been done over and over, and it's within our hands. But when Lord Krishna was preaching to Uddhava, he said there is a great obstacle. Lord Krishna says that there is a great obstacle. He says one should not follow a materialistic person who are dedicated to gratify the stomach and the genitals. By doing so, one would fall in the deepest pit of darkness. And then he said, please hear the story of Pururava. See? So he's cautioning Uddhava. Uddhava was a great renunciant also. Lord Krishna is cautioning him. He's saying that while you're engaged in devotional service, be careful of this pitfall. He said that Pururava was the emperor of the world, a great king. He was very great and very powerful. Pururava was very powerful. He actually fought with the demigods and so. But as soon as he saw Urvasi, he became enticed. See, he became enticed. It's stated that he enjoyed sexual relationship at all for thousands and thousands of years. But at the end, she dumped him like a rat. See, at the end, after that long time, Urvasi, well, she's a heavenly damsel. So, heavenly damsel don't care about earthlings, really. If there are so many stories, you know about Kandu and so many others. They come, they allure the sages and different personalities, and then they shot back. They even get kids with them, like Shakuntala, if you heard about Shakuntala. I thought it was Urvasi. Was Urvasi the mother of Shakuntala? Might have been. But anyhow, the idea is that the heavenly damsel. So what happened? When Urvasi was leaving, Pururava started to run after her. Madly stated that he started to run after her madly crying. And not only that, but he was naked. The emperor of the world running after this beautiful woman. Naked and crying and begging her to come back. You see? And it didn't happen. She left and went away to the heavenly planet. And little by little, he started to get realization. It stated she then rejected him. He ran after her naked and crying like a madman. He was just like a donkey being kicked in the face by a she-donkey. He then realized that when he embraced her, he gets two handfuls of blood and pus and urine, stool, skin, bone, flesh. Just trying to enjoy a bag of bones and skin. These are the realization that finally came to him. You see? Then he said, sex life is never satisfied. Just as a fire is never extinguished by pouring any amount of ghee. Even knowledge, one associates, even one who is in knowledge, when he associates with a woman intimately, he becomes agitated by his mind and senses. So Lord Krishna is telling Uddhava that this is the greatest downfall for all creatures, and especially for humans. This is the one force that could entrap her. But not only for men, but for women, both sides. It entraps us into this material world and binds us here. That's why this world is called my two near God. And one is shackled by the force of this sex drive. And so if you can take the precaution and follow the regulative principles and be careful, then we can able to overcome it. And the good example was Haridas Thakur. Even though he was allured by the prostitute, he was still able to overcome this great force. So, almost finished. But there's one other little point I want to touch upon before we end Bhagavatam. And that is, I want to discuss a little bit, and for those that are listening, especially the BI guys and other devotees, I want to speak a little bit about the creation of the continents on earth. When the earth was created, it's part of the creative process. It's stated that Priyavrata, with his chariot, when a chariot moved on the surface of the earth, created seven ditches that formed the seven dwipas. See? So that is one clue. I mean, because this topic is somewhat controversial, but that is one clue that seems to be a literal statement. Priyavrata chariot traversed the earth and created seven ditches, which became the seven oceans. But that time the oceans were not what it is now, but it was made of sweet water, salt water, milk, liquor, ghee, like that. See? And the seven dwipas. So when the Puranas are describing Bharatvarsha, all the Puranas, and any one of you can check it, it states that Bharatvarsha starts from the snow-capped Himalaya and ends at Kanyakumari. That's from the northern tip of the Himalayas down to Kanyakumari. Now it's Cape Kamarin or Kamaran, something like that. See? Bharatvarsha. All the Puranas and all the rivers and mountains and everything is described. So here's the clue. If Bharatvarsha is India or around that domain, then Jambudvip is Asia. It's a clue. I'm not fully concluding, but I'm saying. And for the see? Also it's stated that there's one island that's attached to Bharatvarsha, and that is called Lanka. Lanka. And the description then was, it is 1,000 yojanas. 1,000 yojanas is 8,000 miles. Lanka is not 8,000 miles. Lanka is just about 250 miles or 55 miles long. So then you can calculate the regression or the diminishing form of Lanka. If Lanka regressed from 8,000 miles to 250 miles, the earth also could have regressed. See, so these are clues to indicate that the seven dwipas are actually an earth. I'm only saying this, but this is research. This should be done by the BI devotees. You know? But those are some clues on the creation of the dwipas on earth. You see? Anyhow, and we can discuss more. If devotees like to discuss, we can discuss more on that topical. But I just, because we are on the creative process, I just mentioned this. And thank you guys for listening. I'll stop here if there's any comment, correction, or question. I'd like to take it. Anybody? Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Thank you guys for listening so attentively.